Here is the first assignment for Chapter 5, the stock markets research assignment. And folks, it really isn't that hard. It looks, wow, look at all these things you got to find. It's not as hard as it looks when you first start off. You'll go, but then you'll say, oh, this isn't. Once you figure out, you know, how to do the first one, the rest of them are fairly straightforward. So let's read together. For the stocks to research listed below, use the internet or any other information sources to find the stock characteristics listed below. Since the information changes daily, be sure to record the date or dates you did your research. As you do your information gathering, if a particular company piques your interest, that means if you get interested in it, piques, follow one or more of the links, profile, headlines, competitors, very important, industry, to learn more about the company and its competitors. It is very easy to spend hours upon hours simply learning about companies that interest you. With literally thousands of publicly traded companies available, there is literally a lifetime of research ahead of you. I hope you have fun with this assignment. If you do, that is a good sign that you may actually enjoy being an active investor. If not, then maybe sticking with mutual funds is your best bet. And what I tell people is I hope they get lost. And I know, you know, I tell them to go get lost. No, not that kind of get lost. I hope that you see a company that interests you and you say, oh, look at that. Let's look at their competitors. Let's see what's coming up for the industry and for the companies themselves. And you you click through this, and then you maybe go to their website and maybe do a search on something else. And this is what I try to do myself. I try not to focus, come to the session with an idea that I'm already focusing on. I want to be a little fuzzy about what I'm actually looking for. And I'll try not to just stop. I'll keep going, and try to get lost. At the same time, knowing that I'm going a certain place, so you have to actually be a little zen. You know, you have to search while not searching. And boy, you wind up in places that you never thought you'd ever be. And isn't this interesting? My goodness, look at that. I hope that's your experience. I hope. Now, how do you go about doing this? Well, it's really not that hard. There's going to be a presentation about how to use Yahoo. It's not there yet, but it will be on the website, how to use Yahoo to research stocks. I'm not saying you have to use Yahoo. I prefer Yahoo just because I find it one of the easiest to navigate, and it's easier on my eyes than some of the others. But other people use Bloomberg and CBS MarketWatch use the Wall Street Journal or Morningstar. They're going to try to sign you up for pay prescriptions, but whatever. And you'll find that most all of these are easy to find. The only one that's a little tricky is the book value per share, and you might want to look at key statistics, but all the others are fairly easy to find. The last one is not something you're going to find on the internet. Well, yes, you could find it on the internet, but if you look at the bottom where it's in tiny letters, I apologize, the stock type, the last column, what you're going to do is choose one or more of the stock types that we discussed in the presentation that you believe best describes the stocks. So we threw up on the presentation just a few of the major stock types. There are others. Blue chip, income, growth, cyclical, defensive, turnaround, a.k.a. goner, asset play, penny stock, and foreign, or sometimes called international, stocks. Remember that some stocks can belong to more than one category, and some do not fit neatly into any category. So here it says, please see the Using Yahoo to Research Stocks presentation in the Chapter 5 section of the class webpage for help in finding the above information. Now, it's not there as of right now, but I'll have it there very, very soon. Maybe I'll work on that right now. Questions, thoughts, ideas? Please enjoy yourself. I hope you enjoy yourself with this and the next presentation, which goes one step further. See ya!